You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about retirement accounts and even some of the consequences of early withdrawal. And I like the note that you have there about a retirement account is not a piggy bank, because there's a lot of people that kind of treat it like this and are pulling money in and out of these plans, and that's not necessarily the best thing to be doing.
No, it is not. It is actually one of the worst things you could be doing. I mean, you're just coming out of a tight economy. People don't have a whole lot of just kind of liquid savings, so people were going to their retirement accounts. And Some people of the more entrepreneurial bent sometimes say, oh, I want to take it out, and I want to invest in this or that or the other thing, or I want to start a new business or what have you. And they do treat it as a piggy bank, and
Right. It's
not meant to be accessed in your 30s or 40s. It's meant to be accessed much later in life.
Now, what's the magic on one of these? You have an age of 59 and a half, and what's the magic as far as what stage in life you should be making withdrawal? What is the appropriate age?
The early withdrawal is permitted at age 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only permitted, it's required.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start taking minimum distributions at that point in your life. Up until then, You should be contributing to your retirement account as much as you can. You hear the term IRA and 401k.
Mm-hmm.
401k is going to be an employer-sponsored retirement plan, kind of like a pension, where you can contribute pre-tax dollars from your salary and contribute them to your 401k, And then that's tax deferred. You'll pay tax when you withdraw it. You'll pay income tax later in life.
Sure.
But at this time, you don't have to pay those income taxes as you're making those contributions. You get your paycheck, you're not going to be taxed that year on your income. You're not going to, on your 1040, you're not going to be reporting any those amounts that you've already contributed to the 401k plan. And some employers will do matching, where they'll say, we'll match up to X percent up to a maximum of this. So you can actually make more, bump up the amount in that plan by having the employer put in additional funds that you otherwise wouldn't have received.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a nice benefit.
Always a good idea to take advantage of those, too, because if they're matching.
If you can get it, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, outside of that, there are individual retirement plans, the IRA, individual retirement account, where you can take, it could be pre-tax dollars, could be, after-tax dollars, depending on the type of IRA that you have, and contributing those. With the traditional IRA, your contributions would be very often tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then of course you pay income tax when you withdraw. You have the Roth IRA, which is after tax dollars. So you get, say you get paid and you want to make a contribution, you want to set up a Roth account. You can put a contribution in there, and the withdrawals from a Roth account are tax free. So that's a nice thing, because you have all those, as you put in money and it gains, you can take that out tax-free. But all these, again, you have to wait until 59 and a half. Otherwise, you're going to have a 10% tax on top of what you're also paying for income tax if you take money out early from one of your retirement accounts. The other two types of IRAs that are common are what's called a SEP, which is which allows the employee to make contributions, allows the employer to make contributions to an IRA in an employee's name. Again, you could use pre-tax dollars. A lot of small businesses use this maybe in as an alternative to a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
The employer would just set up a SEP and would make pre-tax contributions of money that the employee had earned,
mm-hmm.
into that account. And then a simple plan is required, where the employer is required to match what the employee puts in. So
mm-hmm.
those are the different types of IRA accounts, and then of course the 401k. So I like to refer to them as forced savings.
Mm-hmm.
You have a savings account that's say a money market or what have you at your local bank where you have your checking account. It's very easy days, especially in the days of computerized banking, to move those funds over to the other side,
Sure.
And there's more strings attached in order to get at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's a lot of folks that have been withdrawing these funds. And some people, it was not a necessity. If they were unemployed, it was the only source of money they could get at. Paying the 10% tax was nothing compared to not being able to pay your mortgage.
Sure.
But it's generally not advisable to be taking early withdrawals from
mm-hmm.
your retirement accounts.
And hence the piggy bank comment.
Exactly. Your retirement account isn't a piggy bank. And we're going to talk this month and in later weeks here about some alternatives for how you can take advantage. Let's say that you don't want to be in stocks or bonds or mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get in? Say you want to get into real estate. Say you want to do precious metals. You want to invest start a new business. There are ways with these funds that you can use them other than your typical stocks, bonds, mutual funds, but not do it in a way that you're taking an early withdrawal and paying the additional tax.
Hey, what advice do you have for somebody who's, perhaps trying to navigate, one of the IRS sites like IRS.gov or others and trying to understand, these plans? What are really kind of the basics that they need to know?
The basics they need to know, and they should, if your employer has a 401k plan, you will be told when what the eligibility requirements are, when you can make contribution amounts, when you can change your contribution amounts. Normally it's like a percentage of your paycheck
mm-hmm.
That can go in. There may be maximum amounts
mm-hmm.
that you can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what the contribution limits are. And the IRS.gov website is very good at walking through the different types of retirement accounts and the basics that you need to know. So go to IRS.gov and look for types of retirement plans and take a look.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about retirement plans. And there's a lot of information available on all of these at IRS.gov, and that's /retirement plans. So you can get into the basics there if you're interested. Also, we'll have upcoming shows covering some of the more details on self-directed IRAs, some rollover business startups, and ESOPs. Again, Kevin Hunter here with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show talking about retirement plans. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were, and that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it, and they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work. Go art! My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13, my name is Connor, and I'm double drunken and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, dreamers want. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.